Chapter 10.
"You really prepared for this, didn't you?" I asked, as my eyes stared down at the lacy red bra that cupped Janine's perfect bosom.
"I've been wearing this little number all day."
The redhead archaeology student winked.
"Even during the whole time I was in the library, I felt so naughty wearing such racy clothes while I was sitting there in a public space with Agatha right over my shoulder most of the time."
"Man," I rumbled, as the blood continued to rush to my nether regions. "That can't have been comfortable."
"What do you mean? This underwear is practically non-existent. It's the most comfortable thing I think I've ever put on."
"So you planned all this? You wanted to get me alone so you could show off your sexy new bra and panties?"
"I was going to wait until later tonight. Once it started to get late and you needed something to preoccupy your mind. But I couldn't wait any longer. Seeing you completely put those asshole frat boys in their place, I don't know what it awakened inside of me, but it made me wetter than a freaking monsoon."
"He was being a dick." I shrugged. "I did what anyone would do in that situation."
"Not really,"
Janine said as she bit her bottom lip.
"You completely dominated the bastard and made him look like a total moron, all without losing your composure once. I suppose I should have expected it from an alpha werepanther, but seeing it in action was really hot."
"Well," I growled as I walked over to the redhead and slowly helped her slide her shirt back over her shoulders. "You look really damn hot right now, too. I already struggle to keep my hands off you 24/7, but fuck. You know what I want to do to you right now?"
"Please tell me."
Janine nearly whimpered as I leaned in close to her face. "I won't tell you," I said with a smirk. "I think I'll just show you." I ran my hands along Janine's smooth, freckled shoulders as I pressed my lips against hers and began to kiss her passionately. And after a few sensual pecks, my tongue slid into the redhead's mouth and began to intertwine with hers. As we kissed, I reached around, found the strap on the back of Janine's beautiful lingerie, and unfastened it with a single twist of my hand. There was a small snapping noise as the clasp came undone, and then Janine's bra slid off her shoulders and down onto the floor. Even though I'd seen the woman naked dozens of times by now, it still felt like I was a kid on Christmas morning, every time her breasts were revealed. They were perfectly perky and supple, with pastel pink nipples that stood erect at the very center of the teardrops, and I wanted nothing more than to taste them. I continued to kiss Janine passionately as I cupped her right breast and tweaked her nipple between my fingers. The woman let out a soft groan as I teased her, but then she unleashed a full-fledged moan when I pulled away and started to kiss her neck.
"Fuck,"
she whispered, as my mouth explored the erogenous zones on her neck and shoulders.
"You always know how to drive me wild, Carter."
"I've had lots of practice," I said, as I looked up at her and winked, and then got back to work. I kissed my way down her neck and to her freckled chest before I continued down to her breasts. I let my tongue fall out of my mouth as I passed over her left nipple, and then I proceeded to drag my tongue across the pink nub as gently as I could. Janine's hands gripped the back of my head as I teased her, and her left foot slowly started to trail up my leg. Seconds later, Janine's toes gently rubbed my erection through my pants, and the sensation made me all the more aroused. When I started to suck on Janine's nipple, her body tensed up and she let out a long sound. I wanted to hear her make that noise again, so I made circles around the pink areola with my tongue once more before I leaned in and gave it a soft bite. Once that was done, I pulled away and moved over to the other breast, which I gave the exact same treatment as the first. Janine's foot continued to fondle my cock, and I was now so hard I wondered if I was about to tear through my pants.
Enough! I want to show you the rest of my set. I went through the trouble of getting it to match and everything.
All right, I said as I pulled away and took a step back. Then show me. Janine's chocolate eyes traveled down to the bulge in my pants, and she bit her lip as her nipples grew even more erect. I could smell her sweet vanilla arousal, and I knew we both wanted nothing more than for me to be inside her as soon as possible. Janine's eyes continued to glisten as she unbuttoned the front of her jeans and then slid her thumbs into the waistband. The redhead did a little sashay as she tugged down her pants, and her movements caused her beautiful freckled breasts to bounce in time with her lower half. Finally, the woman tossed her pants off to the side and gestured down to her panties. They were the same lacy red color as her bra, but the lace was so thin that it was practically see-through. The bottom of her panties was already soaked with her arousal, and her tender slit quivered with excitement.
It gets better,
the redhead giggled. Janine placed her hands on her hips and started to swing them slowly back and forth, as she turned around 360 degrees. When I was faced with her backside, I saw her lingerie was actually a skimpy little G-string, and it took every ounce of my willpower not to just bend her over the desk right then and there. Holy shit, just when I thought you couldn't get any goddamn sexier. Janine giggled as she strutted over to the chair in the corner of the room, and she made sure her ass jiggled aggressively with each step. Then she stopped right in front of the large, winged leather chair, tossed up one leg onto it, and beckoned for me to come over. My lips twisted into a goofy smile as I walked over to her, almost in a trance-like state. But before she could do anything, I fell down onto my knees and pressed my lips up against her soft, freckled right thigh.
Carter! That's not what I thought!
Before Janine could finish her sentence, I started to softly kiss, lick, and nibble on her inner thigh, and she practically melted against me. I slowly moved over to the front of her panties, and then slipped my hands up and gently pulled the bottom of the fabric away from her labia. It was time for the main event. I dragged my tongue across her swollen pussy lips, and she moaned as I lapped up some of her sweet juices. Janine tasted like fresh honeydew, and I couldn't get enough as I traced my tongue around the perimeter of her pussy. "You taste really good," I growled, before I pushed my face against her tender slit and slid my tongue upward. I stopped just short of her clitoris, and Janine let out a slight whimper.
Oh, you're so fucking talented with your tongue.
The redhead sighed as she ran her fingers through my hair.
I don't know how you fucking do it.
I licked Janine's labia a few more times before I went back to nibbling on her thighs, and then I finally made my way to the swollen button that I knew would send her over the edge. Then a crazy idea ran through my head. My tongue was much longer and wider when I was a werepanther, and I knew something like that would drive Janine wild. I didn't want to transform fully in the throes of passion, but I started to wonder if it would be possible for me to only focus my magic on one part of my body and transform it, but nothing else. There was only one way to find out. I closed my eyes and tried to picture my tongue shifting into werepanther form, and seconds later, I felt the tingle of black magic as it surrounded the appendage. When I opened my eyes, I watched my appendage start to widen and elongate, and then I heard Janine let out a gasp. Holy shit, it actually worked.
Carter, did you just make it bigger?
I winked at the redhead, and then I got back to it. I made a small crisscrossing motion over Janine's clitoris with my tongue, and she moaned with the intensity of 1,000 suns. That only made me 10 times harder, so I began to trace the outside perimeter of her clit in a circular pattern. Every now and again I moved in and dragged my tongue across her tender nub, and each time her body quivered with anticipation. I gripped her inner thigh with my right hand as I licked her softly, and I finally reached up with my other hand and slid 2 of my fingers into her tight hole. Janine's pussy was so wet that my fingers slipped in without any sort of resistance, and her velvet tunnel spasmed around me. I continued to eat the redhead out as I gently pulled my fingers out and then plunged them back in, and Janine's moans began to grow closer and closer together. "Somebody's about to come," I rumbled, as I looked up at her beautiful, naked body.
If you keep doing that, then yes! Oh, fucking God, Carter!
Janine whipped her head backward as she spasmed around my fingers, and let out a long, guttural moan. The sounds of her orgasm filled the room as her juices oozed out onto my tongue, and I lapped them up like the sweet treat that they were. Finally, after about 30 seconds of pure bliss, Janine's body relaxed, and I slid my fingers out of her. That was fun. I winked.
The fun's just getting started. Take me over this chair. I need you inside me.
With pleasure, I said as I stood up. Janine's hands slid into my pants as I removed my own shirt and threw it to the side. Then her soft, delicate fingers wrapped around my throbbing manhood, and she started to stroke me softly as her lips pressed up against mine. Our tongues intertwined as the redhead held my cock in her palm and rubbed my tightening balls with her fingers as she stroked it. Several waves of ecstasy shot through my lower half as she pleasured me, and I couldn't wait for what was going to happen next. Finally, Janine grabbed onto the waistband of my pants, gave them a good yank, and then let my erection spring to attention. She fell down on her knees instantly as she licked her lips and inspected my manhood like she was about to put it in one of her theses. Then the beautiful redhead got to work. Janine continued to stroke my dick as she pointed it up into the air, and she locked eyes with me as her tongue slid out of her mouth and dragged across my balls. Oh, fuck! I groaned as she traced my balls with her warm tongue. The beautiful woman stuck her thonged ass back as she licked me, and somehow my dick swelled even more.
Does this feel good?
Janine let out a giggle as she opened her mouth, took one of my balls in it, and then pulled it back and let it slide out with a soft popping sound. The sensation was super intense, and I felt like I was about to explode right then and there. Oh, fuck yes, I snarled. Janine continued to focus on my balls as she jerked me off, and soon the warm coil in my abdomen tightened up to new levels of extreme. The redhead giggled when she finally lifted her head up to the head of my cock and lapped up the pre-cum that had dribbled out.
God, I can't get enough of how you taste.
Her milk chocolate eyes glowed intensely as she placed her lips around my swollen manhood, cupped my balls with her right hand, and then eased her head forward. She made a soft gagging noise when the tip of my dick hit the back of her throat, but then she pushed forward until she had the entire fucking thing in her mouth. Ugh! My eyes rolled back in my head as I felt Janine's tight throat around me, and then she started to bob her head forward and back in a slow, rhythmic fashion. Her crimson locks moved to and fro as she gobbled up my cock, and I knew I wasn't going to last much longer.
I'm much better at this than I was the first time, right?
Janine asked with a wink as she slid her lips off of me. You were great the first time, but now, oh, you're a goddamn pro.
Damn straight.
Janine giggled, and then she wrapped her lips around me once more. This time I knew I wasn't going to last. The coil in my stomach had now wrapped around itself three times over, and it was only a matter of time before I exploded my warm love all over her. The redhead deep-throated me a few more times before, finally, I hit the mountaintop. Oh, fuck, Janine! I think I'm going to... Oh, fuck, Oh! My balls tensed up as the redhead continued to bob forward and back on my dick, and a wave of euphoria washed over me. My vision started to tunnel as my balls tightened up into my body, and I felt a pleasurable tingling sensation in my manhood. Then I grabbed the back of Janine's crimson head and held her in place as my legs started to quiver, and I let out a long, deep groan that lasted for nearly a full minute. At the same time, my dick began to pump what seemed like a gallon of semen straight down Janine's throat. Her brown eyes widened for a moment, but then they rolled back in her head once she got a taste of my warm seed. She made a few sloppy gulping sounds as I filled her with my sperm, until she couldn't take any more, and then she instantly slid back away from my cock. The last bit of my seed shot out and landed across her glasses and the bridge of her nose, but Janine was quick to lap up anything that dripped toward her lips.
Yum.
She giggled after she had swallowed my cum down. Sorry about your glasses.
Don't be.
She purred as she took them off and set them aside.
I love feeling your seed all over me, inside of me, and I think somebody else really liked that as well.
No shit, I said as my eyes narrowed and my heart began to pound once more. But I'm about to do something we'll both really, really like.
Finally.
Janine winked as she wiped off the rest of her face, licked her fingers, and stood up.
Are you going to take me over this chair?
Now you're starting to sound like Ada. I noted, but Janine just shrugged.
I know what I want now, and that's you, Carter. I know you can satisfy me no matter what I ask for, so I've gotten a little more forward.
If this is you being forward, I said as I stared at her wet womanhood, then I don't ever want you to go back to being timid. Janine placed one hand on my chest and another around my manhood as she stared deep into my eyes.
Don't worry. I won't ever go back. Not when I'm with you.
The redhead gently caressed my dick as she leaned in and started to kiss my chest in soft, short pecks. The combination of the two sensations, in addition to the sight of her soft, naked body, turned me on in an instant. My manhood suddenly began to swell back to full mast, and Janine let out a gasp when she felt it grow in her hands. Oh, come on, I teased. You should know by now that it doesn't take much to get me back up. Especially when I'm in the presence of such a beautiful woman.
You already have me, Carter.
Janine teased.
You don't have to resort to simple flattery.
It's not flattery. It's the truth. Janine continued to tug on my cock softly until, finally, I was back at full capacity. The second I was, the redhead turned around and then bent over the chair. Her tight, thonged ass jutted straight upward, and my heart fluttered as I stared at her perfectly taut, pale figure.
Take me, Carter,
Janine begged as she looked back over her shoulder.
I want you to fill me with your love.
Without another moment's hesitation, I moved forward and gently pulled Janine's panties off to the side. Her pussy lips were swollen with excitement and glistening from her juices, and the scent of her sweet arousal hit me like a ton of bricks and made me 10 times harder. I positioned myself so I was right behind the redhead, and then placed the head of my cock against the entrance to her tight tunnel. A bit of pre-cum leaked out as I held myself in place, and Janine started to quiver and sigh. "What's wrong?" I smirked.
"You keep teasing me,"
Janine said with a playful pout.
"Oh?"
I raised an eyebrow. "So you want me to do this?" I slowly pushed my cock into Janine, but only about a quarter of the way. Her velvet tunnel wrapped around me like a fucking vice, and my own legs started to shake from the pure ecstasy that now filled my body.
Fuck! Yes! Yes! I want you all the way in, Carter!
So... I trailed off, and then I pushed myself about halfway in. Janine's entire body tensed up as she threw back her head and moaned, and she tried to wiggle back against me. But my ironclad grip on her hips wouldn't let her move an inch.
"More!"
she demanded.
"That's... I can take it!"
"If you say so," I teased. I pushed myself the rest of the way inside of Janine, and we both nearly turned to jelly when I felt the head of my penis touch her cervix. Her pussy spasmed around me with rapid, powerful quivers, and my balls tightened up into my body once more. Janine was really tight and really wet, and the sight of her beautiful ass and soft, freckled back was just about enough to send me over the edge. But I wasn't going to let that happen just yet. There was still more fun to be had. I grabbed onto Janine's tiny waist on both sides, and then proceeded to slowly pull myself out of her. The second my head exited her tight tunnel, I pushed it back inside, and my eyes rolled back in my head as she squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste. Then I proceeded to pump myself in and out of the redhead in small, spasmic motions. Janine let out a long, guttural groan as I screwed her from behind, and soon her sounds of ecstasy awakened something deep inside of me. I felt my primal werepanther instincts take over as my eyes narrowed, and a pleasurable sensation tingled through my manhood. Then my vision started to go red around the edges, as it usually did when I fought to keep my other side at bay. I didn't want to let the werepanther take over completely, but I was suddenly overcome by the raw, primal urge to go hard and fast, so that was just what I did. I began to pound Janine from behind in long, powerful thrusts, and she let out a happy whimper each time my pelvis slapped up against her ass. Janine's tight butt jiggled each time I pumped into her, and her velvet tunnel started to spasm around me. A few long, deep moans escaped my mouth as I felt the warm coil in my stomach start to return, and I knew I was just about to the edge of the cliff. Meanwhile, Janine was pretty much a fucking statue. The redhead's hands gripped the edges of the chair so hard she had white knuckles, and her face was buried into the leather fabric as she let out a few soft, pleasure-filled groans. Her tight tunnel was quivering intensely, and it wasn't going to be long before we both melted into each other's passions. That moment apparently wasn't very far off.
"Oh, Carter, keep doing that. Please, keep... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, fuck!"
Janine's grip tightened on the chair as she let out a long, eardrum-shattering moan. Her pussy gripped me like a vice as her juices oozed out around me. And that was when I went over the edge.
"Oh, Janine!"
I groaned as my whole body started to tense up.
You're... Oh!"
I saw stars as the room began to spin, and it took every bit of my strength to keep myself upright. Then my balls spasmed as my cock began to spray my warm sea deep into Janine's wet, clenching tunnel. Both of us moaned in carnal ecstasy as we climaxed, and I held on to the woman tight as I filled her to the brim with my love. Finally, once we came down from our highs, we collapsed into a heap. Then Janine's pussy eased up, and I slid out of her with a wet schluck.
"Fuck,"
Janine panted, as she looked back at me over her shoulder.
"That was hotter than I ever could have imagined."
"That makes two of us," I said, and then I gave the redhead a gentle kiss on the cheek. I think that was the highlight of my entire day, even with the success of our soft opening.
Oh, shit. I completely forgot there's like 500 people out there right now.
We had our minds on other things, I said with a smirk. Very, very important business.
Very.
The paranormal archaeology student sighed. I ran my fingers through Janine's crimson locks as I kissed her back, and she kept tracing my pecs with her fingers. Finally, I figured she wasn't very comfortable while doubled over a chair, so I stood up and helped her back to her feet. We both could barely walk, but we both held on to each other as we approached the desk. However, before we could get to our clothes, Janine stopped and looked at me with a dead serious expression. "What's wrong?" I asked. Janine placed her hand against my chest and smiled as her eyes stared longingly into my very soul.
"Carter?"
she said in a soft voice.
I want to tell you something. Something I've never told any man before.
"What is it?" I smiled as my heart fluttered in my chest.
"I love you,"
the redhead said, and then a soft blush crept up onto her cheeks.
"There, I said it."
"Janine," I trailed off. "I love you too. Every day I'm more and more grateful that I met you. And not just because your intelligence and knowledge has saved my ass more than a few times. I feel calm when I'm around you, at peace. And with how crazy everything else is in my life, it means a lot that you keep me grounded. So, thank you." I pressed my forehead against Janine's as I pulled her into a warm embrace, and we held on to each other until our bodies physically couldn't handle it anymore. Eventually, though, I realized I needed to get back out there and assess the situation. After all, this was my lounge, and it was opening night. Janine and I got dressed, and then we headed back out to the main lobby. We saw Becca, Leah, and Valerie all swaying back and forth to the tune of the piano music, which was now doing a Muzak version of Friends in Low Places. Naomi sat over at the bar as she nursed her drink, and Ada was still running around talking to people randomly. Much to my surprise, though, the entire place still seemed packed. It was literally the first night of Cincy's Jewel being reopened, and we were having more success than I could possibly have imagined. And even with the looming threat of the Shadow Man in the back of my mind, I felt a swell of pride in my heart. With a little bit of help from my friends, I was now on top of the fucking world, or at least on top of Cincinnati. But everybody had to start somewhere, and this was a very, very good start.